The parents of an Israeli-American hostage in Gaza have urged him to stay strong and survive after Hamas released a video which it says proves he's alive. It's understood the 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Polon is seen without his lower left arm in the short clip. His parents issued a statement after watching the video. His father, John, called for more action to secure a new hostage release deal.
Seeing a video of Hirsch today is overwhelming. We're relieved to see him alive, but we are also concerned about his health and well-being, and we're here today with a plea to all of the leaders of the parties who have been in negotiating to date. Seize this moment and get a deal done.
John Polon. Well, meanwhile, Israel says it's moving ahead with plans for a ground invasion in southern Gaza. Let's talk to Dan Williams, senior correspondent with Reuters, reporting from Jerusalem. Dan, thank you once again for speaking to us on the programme. First of all, the release of this hostage video, what's been made of it and what's been the reaction there?
This is not the first hostage video to have been released by Hamas. Not many have been released. There's been a kind of drip feed of these over time. Keep in mind that there are, according to Israel's count, 129 hostages still in Gaza, around 90 or more of them alive, according to Israel, and they've been kept incommunicado. So these are fairly rare events, although they've been paced, and it would appear that the release is timed to increase pressure, domestic pressure within Israel, on the government to be more accommodating in the mediated truce talks with Hamas that appeared to have stalled as recently as 3 weeks ago.
So in relation then to John Poland's call for greater efforts to secure a hostage release deal, is there any evidence that that's on the cards?
There are indications now. There have been reports that the Netanyahu government, the Israeli government, while saying publicly that it is poised to move in on Rafah, which it calls the last bastion of Hamas in the Gaza Strip, presumably a city which, when taken, would spell structurally the change of the end of Hamas rule in Gaza. In parallel to those open threats, there are reports indicating the Israelis are preparing one last push or an additional push in the hostage talks. However, a major caveat is required here because Hamas has been very consistent. We call these truce talks. They're actually not truce talks as far as Hamas is concerned. Hamas wants, as a condition for the release of hostages, an end to the war, a total withdrawal of Israeli troops, and free passage for Palestinians within Gaza. This is something Israel will not countenance. So it's very hard to see how there could be any middle ground for any release of hostages.
And in relation to the planned operation in Rafah, is now this just a question of when rather than if?
That would be the case. From what we're hearing, Netanyahu has yet to give a green light. The military is ready. The defense establishment is ready. They've been preparing for weeks and weeks. There is another factor here. There are a number of factors. There has been Western pressure on Israel to provide what the United States has called a credible and executable humanitarian plan, keeping in mind that Rafah, while it may be the last bastion of Hamas, is also the temporary home for more than 1 million displaced Palestinians. And the Americans and others want reassurances that they would have safe passage out to alternative abodes, temporary abodes, before major kinetic operations begin. Israel says it will look to that the first stage of an operation would be the relocation of civilians. However, the Americans, judging by comments made by a senior American envoy just 2 days ago, don't appear yet to have seen a plan they find satisfactory.
Dan Williams with Reuters in Jerusalem. Thank you very much for that.